The This Week in Music History podcast with Marty Miller from Nova.ie and Radio Nova.
Greetings, boys and girls, and thank you for checking out our little podcast. This is where we take a look back at the week that was, Monday to Friday only, can't be arsed during the weekends, of the week in music history. So we're looking this time at the week of October 7th until October 11th. What went on in that week in years gone by as far as music is concerned? Well, we'll kick off in 1967 when Cass Elliot, or Mama Cass, God, I love her. She was, what a voice. She of the Mamas and Papas spent the night in a jail after being accused of stealing from a hotel. Here's from the press conference after she was let out.
Were you rather hurt that you couldn't get bail?
Hurt? I was very uncomfortable because I couldn't get bail. But I don't think I was hurt.
What was it like inside the Nick then?
It was very cold.
How long was that?
About 30 hours.
And did they take all your possessions away?
Yes, including my jewelry, except my baby's ring. They let me keep her ring, which was very nice.
Did you sleep well?
I didn't sleep at all, thank you. But you?
It was earlier this week in 1976 when John Lennon finally got his green card, allowing him to stay in New York City, or more importantly, in the States, I suppose, as a whole. But as far as he was concerned, New York was where it was at.
We want to bring up our child here. He's born here. It's the best place to bring up a Eurasian child, right? Where else can you take one? My lawyer, Leon Wiles, is always hopeful. And so am I. When they give him my hand, I'll show you, okay? I don't believe it till I see it. I've said this many, many times. I have a love for the country, but simply, if it had been 2,000 years ago, we'd have all wanted to live in Rome. This is Rome, and I don't want to live in the hills.
You remember at one stage, the US government was trying to deport John Lennon. So it was over the weekend just gone that we heard about Ginger Baker, the drummer of Cream, passing away at the age of 80. But it was also this week back in 1966 that he collapsed after a drum solo. How long was his drum solo? 20 minutes. As somebody who classes themselves, i.e. me, as a want-to-be drummer, you know, I do drum, I'm not very good, but that bores the arse off me, to be very honest with you. It was October 8th in 2013 when a very important person as far as the Irish music scene was concerned passed away. Phil Chevron. Here's Journo and Muso, Eamon Carr.
I'd really just known Philip initially as a schoolboy, then as this guy who'd written these great songs that the Radiators were recording. And then he said, by the way, I want you to hear something. I'm working with Peter O'Brien. And I knew Peter. I said, Professor Peter, piano player, and Louis Stewart. I said, what are you doing with these jazz guys? How are you working with them? And he said, oh, I'm producing an album. Bloody hell. I mean, he must have been about 17.
This week back in 1969, the number one song on Top of the Pops was refused to be played by producers of the show. Why? It's far too sexy. Well, it's almost pornographic. This week in 1973, Elvis Presley and Priscilla divorced after 6 years of marriage.
I just kind of followed, you know, what he did. I mean, you lived his life. You honestly didn't have your own life. You lived his life. You saw the movies he wanted to see. You listened to the music he listened to. You go to places that he would go. So you really kind of lost yourself. My considerations were his considerations. My fears were his fears. My likes were his likes. And I did not divorce him because I didn't love him. He was the love of my life, truly. If anything, I left because, and I still loved him. I needed to find out what the world was like, really. It was one world.
This week back in 1985, on what would have been John Lennon's 45th birthday, Strawberry Fields in New York Central Park was officially opened by Yoko Ono. You know, John Lennon, he just loved New York City.
One of my biggest kicks is just going out to eat or going to the movies, you know, and doing things I couldn't do when I was, you know, in the middle of the Beatles stuff. And I really get off on that. And occasionally people ask for autograph or just want to shake hands is the coolest one that happens. Which is cool with me, and I'm just known enough to keep my ego floating, but unknown enough to get around. which is nice.
It was this week back in 1980 that the funeral of Led Zeppelin drummer John Bonham took place.
The service was at the tiny 13th century parish church at Cutnell Green near Kidderminster, less than a mile from the Star's luxury farm home. But it was a million miles from the industry that made and perhaps destroyed him. Apart from the other members of the band, Jimmy Page, Robert Plant and John Paul Jones, it was just family and friends who packed the church for the quarter-hour service.
There's a lesson to you, kids. Always drink responsibly. Something like 40 shots in 4 hours, dead at the age of 32 because of excessive vodka consumption. This week back in 1974, John Denver was number one in the singles. Why? Because of this song, Annie's Song, written, he says, in 10 minutes while he was waiting on a ski lift.
You fill up my senses, come fill me again, come let me love you.
It was this week back in 1990 that drummer Dave Grohl played his first gig ever with Nirvana. Week back in 2009, Joe Wood, wife of Rolling Stone Ronnie, was granted a divorce. 24 years of marriage gone.
It made me grow up and it made me become independent and pay my own bills and look after myself, you know. I hadn't done any of that ever, so I thought I'm going to get out there. So I started going clubbing with my friend Michael and just got out and got over it that way. I went to see this guy, saw a talk, and this guy said, by forgiving somebody, you break away from them, and by holding on to resentment and hate, you keep that with you. So by the forgiveness, you let go of all of that and you're free of it.
There's so much more music history online every single day on the website nova.ie. We also do a bit for you on the radio every single day just before 11 o'clock on Nova. And you can get your podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. And this is it here. You're listening to it. So thank you for already getting it. Nova.ie for more details. I'm Marty Miller, and that's a look at the week that was in music history.